Here's a question for you. If a building near your home or workplace was clad in flammable material, would you want to know about it? The New South Wales Parliament has received a list of 444 buildings across that state covered in the dangerous cladding, but it will not be making that list public. Government officials are reportedly worried that identifying the buildings could put them at greater risk of arson or terrorist attacks. Leighton Drury is the Secretary of the Fire Brigade's Employees Union of New South Wales. Welcome to breakfast.
Yeah, good morning.
Is it your view that this list should be made public?
Look, I'll split hairs here if I can. I think everyone that should know, certainly the owners of the building, the people that live and work in those buildings, and certainly fire agencies, should know if their building has cladding in them. It's obviously a safety risk for not only the people that own those buildings and people that work in them, but obviously for firefighters as well.
So do you believe there is a genuine increased risk if the broader community is made aware of which buildings these are?
Look, certainly when I've had discussions with Fire Rescue about this, they believe there is. It's one of those crystal ball moments, really. If you make these lists public, do mischief makers out there take advantage of that? I mean, that's a $64 million question, that one.
So for your members that might be confronted with dealing with a blaze in one of these buildings, how much information do they actually have about the cladding and the circumstances that might be present in any one building?
Yeah, so my understanding at the moment, and we're in contact with Fire Rescue about this sort of reasonably regularly, is that when buildings are identified, it goes into our computer aid dispatch system, and it's identified that there's cladding, and they upgrade the response, like more firefighters, if there's a fire being reported. Now, I think one of the issues that we've got is that, you know, self-regulation of the building industry hasn't worked. I think that's come out loud and clear in recent times. Part of that was the loosening of building regulations in regards to firefighters going out and doing the initial fire safety check. So they used to check every building, and now they're now not legislated to check every building, and it's a may rather than a must. So if we're going to go back and restore confidence, which is what I think the community's after, I mean, the government really needs to, you know, look to firefighters and different agencies to take this role back up and get the regulation right again.
But I suppose the point is this is a national issue. There are buildings with this sort of cladding on them across the country. We've put questions to the relevant federal minister on similar lists nationally. Do you think it's possible to restore public confidence without having a degree of transparency around the number and the location of buildings that are at risk?
Look, I think there's a number of things they can do. And unfortunately, and I'll just talk about the state government because that's who we obviously I deal with here. They've loosened the building regulations over the last 3 years, which has led us to this point. They're also cutting the budgets of fire services year after year. We've got less firefighters now to deal with that at the initial stages because firefighters have a key role from the moment a building, you know, is in concept stage all the way through its life in regards to maintenance and inspections, and then obviously the incidents that we go to. Now, the government's admitted, you know, that there is an increased risk of arson and terrorism, and yet we're not seeing them do anything about that in regards to, one, regulation, two, increased budget for firefighters. If we're going to have more fires, if there is this increased threat, well, where's the increased resources to deal with that? We've got, like I was saying, we've got less firefighters now than before. We've got less major aerial appliances than we've ever had. And these are the two things that we're going to need if we do have, you know, an incident in one of these buildings.
And can you give us an indication of how much time your members spend currently trying to get to grips with the level of danger that's present in these sorts of buildings? But obviously we all saw the terrible events in London some years ago. We've reported this week on the findings of the initial stage of the public inquiry into the events there in London. And in fact, the fire brigade in London was blamed, at least in part, for many of the deaths.
Yeah, look, it's an absolute recipe for disaster that this government is setting up. And I'm not suggesting that we're going to have our own Grenfell here. But if you look at what happened in London, they absolutely axed firefighting jobs, closed fire stations over there, cut their budget, less major aerials. At the same time, let the building, you know, building industry self-regulate. And then at the end of it, we have, you know, unfortunately, a massive loss of life. Now, if the government is not, you know, seeing the playbook here, then they should be. And they know how to address this, and that is get back into the regulations and fix them up so firefighters have a key role. You know, we're the second most trusted profession. If they want to bring a transparency and some faith to the building industry, then I would suggest firefighters can play a key role in that. And at the same time, we need more resources. Now, not only are we dealing, obviously, with the cladding issue, but we've got bushfires and raging through this state at the moment. And the government has just got blinkers on and do not want to fix the problem.
Leighton Drury, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Leighton Drury is Secretary of the Fire Brigade Employees Union of New South Wales.